back with a new podcast. I know you guys have all been waiting on edge.
I know. After what, like 4 years?
Yeah, we've been getting fan mail nonstop. People are like, please, I've been listening to your old episodes over and over. We need a new one.
I know. I don't even know if they're all up.
We're answering the call.
Speaking of, I need to figure out how to, like, I don't even know if I know how to upload a podcast still.
Well,
so I need to look back into it.
We can always send it personally to our fans.
It's a long... Anyways, yeah. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited.
Do you even have, like, podcast access anymore?
That's what I'm saying. It's like a subscription. I don't even know how to pay for it anymore.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Wait, what do you mean? Hopefully not.
Well, it's been like 4 years.
Oh, I was paying $9.99 for a while per month. I don't think I'm getting charged anymore, but I'm confused because if you go to Apple Podcasts, it's still there.
Is it? Can you share stats? Does it show you stats?
I don't even remember how to do that, I'm sure. No, probably not because I don't pay for it.
I would just be curious, like, if anyone has listened in the last 4 years.
I know. I'm also confused because I'm pretty sure you can, like, get it so it's on all the streaming platforms, but it was only on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, I don't think we need it on all of them.
Well, anyways, welcome back. January 2025.
Yes.
Yes, we're back. Okay. I planned, like, two things for this episode, so we'll see what happens. It's Inauguration Day. Donald J. Trump was just inaugurated. So let's just jump in.
It's MLK Day. Is that every year? Is that just like...
No, they said the last time it's been MLK Day and the inauguration was 97 for Jimmy Carter. Poppy, please move.
Doesn't seem like a great day for Inauguration Day.
I know.
But whatever. So is MLK Day always on like a Monday? Is that how it is?
Yeah. I'm also confused though because President's Day is always on a Monday, but someone said it was Washington's birthday, but it's always on a different... Anyways, that doesn't matter. But
I don't know. I always get confused about which holidays are always on a certain day versus which one are a certain day. Like, is Christmas always on a... like a Sunday?
Shut up.
No, seriously.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Are you being for real?
Is it like the third Sunday in December? Or the last one?
Are you being funny?
No.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, you're joking.
Yes, okay. I know it's the 25th. I'm not stupid.
It's Crystal's birthday. It's Crystalmas.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
Shout out, Crystal. No. Well, this isn't really important, but did you see... Okay, blah, 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 blah. Back into the topic of Inauguration Day.
Yes.
I sent you to your phone 4 pictures.
Okay.
We're going to rate the fits of the 4 important women. So the 4 women I'm talking about, maybe I'll figure out how to insert a screenshot. I'm kind of confused since we're not videotaping this.
Yeah, insert a screenshot into what?
Like a black screen. I don't... Oh!
Into what?
Yeah, never mind. Because it's not video uploaded. Never mind. Yeah. I was thinking of making like a TikTok about it.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm not really following, but that's okay.
Anyways, people can Google it on their own. But what I've sent to Ben is the 4 women at the inauguration, the big women. So what I'm talking about is Melania Trump, Jill Biden, and then the 2 VP ladies. So Usha, Vance, and what's...
Usha?
I think her name's Usha, isn't it? And Kamala Harris.
How do you spell that?
U-S-H-A. Are you saying like Usha, baby?
Yeah. Usha.
You didn't know her name?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, so it's the 4 women's fits. Okay. I want you to rank them.
Do you want to rank them?
Obviously, we have to describe them for the audio people too.
So, okay. All right, I'm looking at Jill Biden, right?
Yes, that's okay. Jill Biden.
She's got an all indigo outfit.
Good. I would say that's more like a royal purple. It's very royal.
No, it's darker than a royal
purple. Indigo. Indigo's blue purple.
Yeah, I guess it's more purple than that. I don't know. It's darker than a royal purple. But she's purpled out, overcoat, gloves, shoes, and some sort of shirt underneath. I wonder where you even get an all purple outfit.
I
think it's made custom for this.
I think they're all made custom. I love when the gloves and the shoes and the jacket matches. It's very like, it reminds me of like the British print, like Princess Kate and Meghan, what's her name?
Markle.
Meghan Markle. Oh, I love when all the colors match. I think it looks so good.
I think so too, but also, why, having bare legs, it had to be cold out there.
I know, and her legs, not to, like, you know, criticized is she didn't look like she had pantyhose on.
No, she doesn't.
They look a little, which it is.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's slaying. I love this outfit.
Okay, so that's outfit one. Outfit two, this is
Usher. Baby. Usher.
Yeah, man. She also has like an overcoat pink. Mm-hmm. The gloves don't match.
Right? I thought that looked so bad.
Yeah, and honestly, one thing I don't like about the gloves, they look like golf gloves. They're not. They're white, but they're not like white. They're like a little off-white. So they kind of just look like they're white, but they're dirty.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
I talk about our shoes, and then I'll tell you
my opinion. I can't really even see them. They're high boots.
They're high boots that are not like skin tight. I hate the shoes.
Yeah, her outfit's not doing it as much.
But I want the coat. I want to like it because it's like, I like the color pink, and I like, because you'll see the next two are pretty dull. I like that she's bringing color to it, but I fucking hate the boots.
And I'm a big fan of Love in This Club.
Huh?
I'm a big fan. Make love in this club. So that she gets a point for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's Usher, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Melania. Describe this, obviously.
I don't know what's happening here. I feel like if you're into fashion, this is like probably cool. But to the average person, this looks a little odd to me. She's wearing all black. Seems like funeral attire.
Right?
She's wearing a weird little hat that, if you've ever seen Mary Poppins, it's like what Bert wears when they go into the little chalk drawing and they're like on the carousel and at the horse race and stuff. It's a little hat where he's like, top of the morning, Mary.
Okay, I'll have to Google that.
That's the vibes I'm getting from that. I think the hat is what's killing the vibe for me. It's like very like short. It makes it look like she's got a very like stubby head because it's really low over her eyes.
Well, here's what I thought about the outfit. Why are you wearing all black? It seems like you're, like you said, it's a funeral. It's mourning. This is like, we're supposed to be happy. Maybe she doesn't want to be back there with her husband.
Maybe she is mourning.
Maybe, yeah, right. She always is a fashion queen. Love her shoes. They're just like really high stilettos. What I don't, well, I don't like the color. Her hat, the way it's, like you're saying, super low over her eyes. It reminds me of girls in like college at MSU, just like going to college. Like, oh my God, you can't even see me. My hat's so low.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I feel like Georgia used to wear a hat like that.
It's very low. It makes your head look very small, like not very tall. I don't know. It looks weird. But, and it makes me think of Bert from Mary Poppins, which is not really what I'd imagine you want to go for fashion, but what do I know?
Okay, and the last one.
Last but not least, this is Kamala. Has black coat, some OJ gloves on, and a scarf of some sort, but it's more like a silky scarf. It's like black and gray. It doesn't do anything for me, but
that's
not bad.
That's how I felt.
It's like, it's not bad. It's just like, it's unoffensive.
That's how I felt.
You know, I can't see your shoes, though. So that
they're not in the picture. I don't know what her shoes were.
Yeah, it's not offensive, but anyway, all right. So ranking them,
I mean, there's an obvious winner.
I guess I'll go Jill one.
Jill,
honestly,
is
I like Usher's coat a little more.
It's Usher.
But but the rest of the fit doesn't really match. So I'm gonna go. We're gonna go Jill.
Jill's the clear winner.
Usher's
second? Usher's dead last for me.
Dead last. Wow. I'm going to go Jill, Usher, Kamala, Melania.
No. Well, okay. Well, this is very different. Jill is the clear winner for me. Usher is the clear last place. I hate the shoes. She tried, but she failed.
Okay.
I'm actually putting Melania second because...
I mean, I like Mary Poppins as much as the next person, but come on.
No, I'm actually putting Melania second. Even though it's a weird fit, I just feel like I like her shoes. I like her... the color.
Step right up. She looks like she'd be a carnival barker. Try your hand at this game. Win a prize.
Kamala's third. I just hate Usher's outfit. Just like...
I hate it. I think Melania would do much better if she wasn't wearing that hat. If she was wearing, like, any other hat or no hat, I would have put her, like, maybe, like, second or third. But the hat is, I'm sure, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things with, like, fashion, it's, like, objectively they look kind of bad. But then, like, fashion people are like, this is high fashion. I kind of feel like that's maybe what she's going for.
You see Tyra Banks' house burned down in the LA fires?
No, that's tragic.
No. Anyways. So that was my one topic I prepared for this. My second topic is kind of presidential themed. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Well, it is. So there's 15 members of the cabinet.
Yes.
We're not going to do 15, and we're not going to do the titles. But if you had to just take four people from your life, people you know, so it can't just be like people you don't know, would you, if you were president, you had to pick four people from your personal life or professional life to serve as your cabinet, who would it be? So I'm thinking you want like a well-rounded cabinet.
Yeah.
And I will say, don't just pick, like, obviously you should pick well-rounded people, but don't just pick like four doctors or like, you know, super educated people.
I wasn't gonna pick four doctors.
Okay.
I would pick you.
Really? Why?
Well, I think that...
You pick me.
Yeah.
Conflict of... You don't want to work with family.
Well, I know. That's the only thing I'd be concerned about. But I think...
I guess we're not blood.
Yeah. I think that even though we're family, like, I don't think you'd be a yes woman. Mm-hmm. You know? I think you'd give it to me straight. Which is what you need from cabinet members. You can't have people who are going to disagree with you no matter what.
And I feel like I'd be good. I feel like I would be for the kids.
Yeah.
For the families. Yeah. For the kids.
Yeah. And then I think I'd need like a smart, like
cool.
That's not what I'm saying. No, like I'm saying like someone who's like just like numbers, you know?
Ooh,
like,
who would that
no
be?
No emotion, just numbers. One of your brothers. Like
I said
no emotion, just numbers, and you said one of your brothers.
No, I feel like they're very like logical
thinkers. But I can't have too much family in there, like
someone good with numbers that's not family.
Who's good with numbers? I don't know. I don't know a lot of people that are good with numbers.
Like an engineer?
Yeah, the only ones I know are like
Jake.
He's family.
Well, he's a little more distant where it's he's your cousin.
Yeah, it's still family.
Someone good with numbers. Why am I thinking that? It could be a woman.
Yeah, women are good with numbers too.
Shrey is in finance. Shrey would be a great cabinet member.
True, and I'll put Shrey on there because she'd also be good with like the PR and like could be like, you know, she'd be good at like fundraising events.
Ooh.
And stuff.
And the White House would be really nicely decorated.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put Shrey on the cabinet.
Great Facebook Marketplace finds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I think...
Wow, Shrey in the cabinet.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. She'd go with, like, foreign relations, too.
Why? Because she's Indian?
No, she's good, like, social.
Oh, okay.
But also, she's Indian. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, too. Like, diverse.
Yeah.
Two women, wow.
Yeah, progressive.
Yeah.
Then... What else do I need? I need someone.
I think you need more of a like brainy person, like.
No, well, I do, but I also need someone that knows politics. You know, I'm not a politicker. I'm just more of like a natural born leader and super charismatic, but I need someone who knows the ins and outs of the game, which I don't.
We don't know anyone in politics, man.
No, we really don't. I don't think we know anyone. Do people go into politics?
I think Grace Morton might have.
That seems like it's out of left field. Do people go into politics?
Political science.
Yeah, but like people who do that don't actually go into politics. Like I don't know a single person who's working in like government.
Yeah, I guess it's just our circle.
I guess, or like, is that just like not a very common job?
I don't know.
Does it have to be someone I know?
Yes. Okay. Well, like, it can't just. Well, like, who are you thinking?
Like, I don't know. Off the top of my head, like Usher.
Why? What?
Like Usher.
Usher or Usher Vance?
Like, no, the singer Usher.
Why would he be it? He's not in politics.
Well, I'm just saying, like, for example.
Oh,
could I do him? Mm-mm. No.
No, it has to be someone in your circle. So you have me and Shreya so far. It's a pretty great cabinet. Honestly, it's going to be such a good time.
Yeah, I need someone who's
probably is going to be super indecisive.
Yeah, I need someone who's going to get shit done.
Who is going to get stuff done? Think about, like, your friends.
yeah, I don't know if they're going to make the cut.
Med school friends? Or do we not want to name names on the pod? What about Danny Boda? He's a solid guy.
He is. I think I just need someone more.
Paige. All, an all-female cabinet would be so good.
That would be progressive.
Nick Alfano.
Okay.
He's good with numbers.
Yeah, he can be on. Yeah.
He's good with numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick Alfano can... And then to round it out, I need someone who's... Yeah, really just like... You know, all the people I'm picking... Well, unfortunately, all the people in my circle are like...
Just fabulous.
Well, yeah, just like relatively like social and stuff. I don't have any like human computers in my circle. What?
Oh, never mind.
But I feel I kind of need a human computer.
You need a human computer.
Or someone that's into politics.
Tim Cook. He's not in our circle.
Not at all.
Shout out Tim Cook from high school.
Shout out. Not the one that works for Apple.
There's a Tim Cook?
I'm pretty sure Tim Cook owns Apple. Or like runs it.
The CEO of Apple was at the inauguration today. That's on brand.
I don't know. Tim Cook, I'm pretty sure he does
something
in Apple.
Maybe it was Tim Cook. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways. I feel like this question is dragging. Who's your fourth pick?
Fourth one can be Charlie. Bring some youth to the cabinet.
No, I do not. Well, Charlie is going to be president.
Yeah, and he's decisive. You ask him a question, he says, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My cabinet is going to be... I'm also going to put Shreya in my cabinet.
Mm.
I think, honestly, my friend group's really diverse as far as thinking. I think Mary, Shreya, Georgia.
Ooh, who's going to get the fourth spot?
Between Lauren and Danielle.
Yeah.
Well, it would be a five person.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it's your cabinet. You can do whatever you want.
Maybe, I think my whole friend group would just be...
Wow.
I feel like really we I've have you ever seen My Scene? Those I've showed you this before. My Scene.
I saw My Scene before you showed me. I'm well aware.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm well aware of My Scene.
My Scene. Anyways, if you've seen My Scene, you know. But that's me and my friend group. We're just My Scene girls.
Okay, it doesn't really sound like politically. I don't know how well that would go. Like,
I just, never want to be on politics.
I don't know how much you guys would get done, but. It would be fun.
I know. It would be so fun.
Yeah. It would be like, it would be like Cory in the House, kind of, but like...
Cory, what about Cory in the House?
Well, I was just thinking of like a TV show where like it's five girls living in the White House. And so it's kind of like Cory in the House.
Did you ever play that bobblehead game? I don't know if... it was a Cory in the House bobblehead game. You had to go like run around the White House and find the bobbleheads.
Are you being coy?
What? What do you mean?
Are you acting like you've, like, never showed me this game?
Have I showed you this game?
Like, 10 times. You're always like, oh, the Cory in the House game is so fun.
It is fun.
It's not fun.
Madison Pettis is really pretty.
I don't know who that is.
She's the little sister. I think she's a sister. Or Cory in the House.
The one who's in Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, with Dwayne the Rock Johnson. She's really cute these days.
I thought for sure you were going to say, what? What is Tooth Fairy?
No, I know that movie somehow.
Yeah, it was a classic.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't, I don't think, that good.
I don't even know if I've ever seen it.
I saw it once. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was before The Rock was like...
What side of the... Do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Same.
I feel like it's kind of hard for like super rich people to not be Republican.
Georgia sent me, that's true, Georgia sent me a list of, or like a TikTok of all the big like companies that support like right-wing stuff, not to get political, but it's so many of my favorite places.
Oh, no.
Home Goods.
Yeah, but like, these are also like big companies. That's what I'm saying, like rich people, big companies.
I know, but Target wasn't on the list, which is nice. I don't even go to Target, but Home Goods, what else? And it was literally every big company for the most part.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, financially for their own interests. I feel like it makes sense.
I know.
But what can you do? I guess you gotta stop shopping at Home Goods.
I need to stop shopping in general.
Yeah.
Anyways, you contribute something to this.
Okay, well, my contribution...
You have something planned?
No, well, I thought of it on the way. It was gonna be, like, top 3 Usher songs. But honestly, I was looking at his top
songs. You thought of that because I brought up Usher Vance?
No, it just came at the top of my head.
I was looking at
a lot of his... Okay. I don't know that many Usher songs.
I was going to say, I can't think of, like, off the top of my head, Usher songs.
Yeah, neither can I.
All I can think about is his Super Bowl performance recently, which was honestly a letdown.
What was it? When did he
perform? Exactly. Super you don't Bowl? Even remember.
Oh, I do remember.
I think it was the last Super Bowl. He came out on rollerblades. I remember that part.
But one thing I realized about Usher is that, like, a lot of his career was before I, like, listened to that, like, music, like, we were little, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, when he's, like, performing all his hit big songs, I don't know most of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going back and listening to the Usher discography. I know the songs that were on the radio when I was
people
kid.
Were...
But the top three are Yeah, 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 Love in This Club, and Oh My
Isn't that Yeah, Yeah, Yeah? It's a different song?
They're completely different.
I did it in, so I'm gonna let the beat rock.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's a good one.
People were pissed because remember they wanted him to bring Justin Bieber out for the Super Bowl and he didn't. Well, I think Justin Bieber politely declined.
Yeah, he probably tried to bring him out.
Yeah.
Who do you think Kendrick Lamar is gonna bring out?
Or SZA, nobody? Because all the prom. Oh no, I think you have to bring out guests for the Super Bowl now.
I feel like you do too.
I think SZA with all the, they're going on a tour, right?
Yeah.
SZA, I don't know. Well, if you brought up Drake, that'd be iconic.
There's no way.
There's no way. I don't know. Who else does he have songs with?
He doesn't do a ton of features.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be a great performance, though.
We'll see.
You don't think so?
No, I think it'll be good.
Kind of have a crush on him.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, do you think he really cheated on his wife?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. You know, he's, like, he's pretty short.
He's super short.
Yeah. It's always weird. I mean, he actually looks short.
He does.
But there's so many celebrities that you think aren't short, and then they're, like, 5'8", which isn't
or the opposite. We were just saying this. St. Brown looks so fucking short. He's over 6, or well, maybe he's not over 6 foot, but he's, like, 6 foot.
Yeah, but he's an athlete. That's different. Like, all athletes are tall.
Mac Miller was short.
Yeah. It's just
who
weird.
Else is short?
Like, most people are short. Like, I feel like it's...
Kim Kardashian's pretty short.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is short. Yeah, it's a lot of, like, actors and stuff that you assume are normal height. And they're not even that short, but they're, like, 5'7", 5'8", which is, like, a little short.
Yeah.
And you just...
For men.
Yeah, you just envision them being, like, 5'10", 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
Or hockey players' thighs. They're so big. You don't think about that, and you see their thighs. Oh, my God.
When have you ever seen their thighs?
I saw a picture of Dylan Larkin, and his thighs were big. And Jake Wallman.
Okay.
Yeah. The thighs, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Oh, I'm so short. You think it's Zenzo?
Unless you got another topic.
Another topic.
I think this is just kind of like a little appetizer, you know?
Of what's to come.
Yeah.
Season 2. Is this season 2 or 3?
I don't know.
Well, thanks for listening to our first episode back. Depending on audio, we should maybe get mics. Maybe in the future we'll film this. I think it'd be more engaging, but we'll see.
That sounds like a lot of work, and honestly, I don't really want to have to think about, like, doing normal things on camera, you know?
I know, right now we're just cuddled up on the couch.
Which is fine, but, like, I don't know, like, I've been, like, itching my nose.
Oh.
You know?
I know, biting my nails.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, oh, I can't itch my nose.
We also have to... What was I going to say? Oh, come up with a new photo for the cover. Can't be Michigan State anymore. That was so 2020.
True. We'll figure it out. Yeah, well, if we actually make some episodes, we'll do it.
We get special guests. Maybe true. Not.
Maybe if we get established.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Catch you guys next week.
Peace out. A-town down.
Earth your baby.